If you enjoy the Three Rivers Academy, please click the link below to donate to the MetaHumans Rising GoFundMe campaign. Thanks.
Listen. That's but, what all the ladies like, is a moist man.
How Stock Productions presents The Three Rivers Academy, a MetaHumans Rising actual play. Featuring Ariana Corazon de Sousa, a brash Brazilian heiress and perfect body, played by Archie. Steve Reflection Moore, a young shapeshifter who has lost his home due to his powers, and played by Julian. Mina Sherdell, a young girl adjusting to the snakes that have begun to replace her hair, played by Krista. Soren Quick Steel Stahl, inheritor of the legendary blade Tearfang and the curse that follows it, played by Mike. Welcome to Three Rivers.
Mina and Soren are talking to Mr. MacArthur. Where is Ariana and Reflection at this point?
She came and go ahead and get the insurance on this because she can't even tell them where it happened.
Yeah, Ariana's keyboard is trashed. So is her iPod and the docking station.
Well, at least I can go to the Apple store tomorrow.
How? How are you going to get there?
I'm going to get there? Well, I could get there. It's just a matter of if I could get there and come back in a timely manner.
Well, tomorrow, Saturday, there should be like some kind of shuttle for students going to town.
That's correct.
Reflection just looking around.
I mean, it's bad enough that she has to. She lost her gear, pissed off enough that she ended up pulverizing that rock.
And Reflection is still stuck in Fireball's body.
Well, can you touch somebody else and get somebody else's body? Or do you want to stay stuck in his body?
Doesn't matter.
Hey, that's on you. If anything, Ariana's going to go home and change, go wash her clothes before they get ruined. Because fortunately, all that stuff is machine washable.
Okay, so let's jump over to Mr. MacArthur, Mina, and Soren.
Sounds good to me.
MacArthur says, let's get the rest of the students back to the campus safely, and then we will try and unwind everything that's happened.
What can I do to help? How can I help lead these students out? I don't drive, so, and I'm not super fast or strong.
Unless we have a big board, then I can go ahead and drag the rest of the students while they're on it.
You don't even have your license yet.
Huh?
You don't even have your license yet.
I'll say dragging them.
Oh!
On a board. You know, like an ox.
Well, they ain't made of sugar. They ain't gonna melt. Make them walk.
It ain't no effort for me to move them either.
It ain't raining that hard anymore. You guys all done hiding in the cave while we took care of the bullshit.
Well, I asked Mr. MacArthur a question.
Hold on, let me go back to Soren's statement. He kind of nods and he looks very disappointed. He says, my first concern was to make sure the children were safe, the other students.
It's a school full of metahumans. I'm sure some of them could have helped stop the rain.
If you knew there was going to be a fight, you should have said something.
If I knew there was going to be a fight, I wouldn't have been here. Actually, that's not true. I enjoy fighting. I probably would have told somebody else.
Well, we didn't know. I had this party so that hopefully we would find a common ground. I mean, Fireball and Ox and their crew seem to have problems with us, and I just decided that if we had a party, maybe they would see, we would be able to see eye to eye. Like, we didn't know they were going to be raring to go for a fight.
The entire reason I brought a crowd was because I figured the extra witnesses would keep them from starting a fight.
So you did suspect a fight?
No, I thought the crowd would stop the fight from ever happening.
This is kid logic.
He says, okay, some of these people came in cars. We need to get them free from whatever happened during that rainfall. I would really appreciate it if you try not to insult the student body any further.
You know, this is the second time I've bled for the student body. Starting to think that the Wevierger were more fun.
He kind of motions and tells the students, says, come on, we're going to find your cars and get you back to the school. And he says, you want a reward for trying to protect people? You've made a mistake. You protect people because it's the right thing to do, not because someone's going to congratulate you when you do it.
Who's anything but a reward or congratulations? I want them to try protecting themselves as well. I'd also like the school to actually do something about all these attacks that are happening.
We're going to do that as soon as we get back to the school. And when you say all of these attacks, we'll sort that out also. Soren, make a perception roll.
30.
What you notice is that most of the kids actually already look kind of hurt themselves. None of them, except for like one or two kids, are showing any kind of power that would really help them out here. Make a wisdom roll. Or if you have a study for metahumans, you can roll that instead.
No metahuman study, but I do have good wisdom. 10, 21 with 1-6.
Not everybody here, and most metahumans, aren't at your scale of ability. Most of these kids are normal teenagers with just a little bit of something different that puts them outside of the norm.
Well, Mina's gonna fuck off and start trying to help all the kids, because I don't want to be in this. She doesn't want to be in that conversation. And she's going to go around to the kids who have cars and ask them if they mind giving other kids rides home.
Let's see, does Mina have like an area of influence for the students or like an etiquette, anything like that?
I have none of that.
All right, so just roll your expression in 2 dice.
13 and 1-6.
All right, so it takes a little while, but you kind of coordinate with the students who seem to have cars and getting everyone rides home.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the cars are like several inches into mud because the terrain just really doesn't deal with water like that.
Yeah.
Are they having a problem getting the cars going? Since I still have Fireball's powers, can I bake the ground so we can get the cars and get some traction and get out?
Yeah, you can do that.
Are any of the kids badly injured beyond just like scrapes or bruises?
I'm also saying pretty much all of them are waterlogged, except for like one or two kids again. Some of them show bruises. Some of them are bleeding a little bit. You know, these are, for the most part, people with the abilities of an average teenager who were just caught in a flash flood.
Dave, have I actually left yet, or am I still muddling around with the rest of the crowd?
Actually, the crowd's kind of come back to you at this point. Since they're trying to get people home, they've come back to where the party was and then kind of broken out from there to go to cars and things like that.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to be the nice person. And if they need a hand or if they need a shoulder to lean on, I'll make myself available. Because if anything, I know some of the girls, if they're wearing any kind of heels, they're going to have a hard time with the muddy shoes, with the muddy ground. Yeah, the only thing I'm feeling right now is the squishing of the damn water in my boots.
I'd like to offer my aid, like if I can at all use my snakes to pick up anyone's car or to help pick up anyone's car so that they can move them.
Ariana's kind of helping the injured, Mina's helping to move cars, and then Reflection is kind of baking the ground so that they can be put back down on solid ground and get traction. And MacArthur is helping to get kids squared away so that they get back to the school safely, giving everyone checkups before they get in cars and looking for any major injuries or anything like that.
With these realizations, he will actually go around to the students who are already bleeding. Assuming they don't freak the hell out, he will attempt to heal them.
Give me an etiquette roll.
Like he has etiquette.
Then it would just be your expression and 2 dice. While Ariana and Mina put themselves out there, Reflection and Storin kind of stayed off to the sidelines, and so they don't really realize that this party was put on by them.
I don't know if it'll help at all, but I will open any conversation with, I have magic, and if you allow me, I will heal you.
Okay.
If you don't want me to heal you, I won't heal you. And I got an 11, because I'm expressive.
For the most part, people are generally receptive, but there's probably about a third of the people that you approach kind of shy away from you. Some of them say you hang out with the power stealer or that copycat, like, well, I'm okay, that kind of thing. No one's really rude about it.
What, they don't want to be rude to the guy with a sword?
When you put it that way, probably yes.
Who erected a magical barrier to hold back a flood?
You're saying this like it should matter to these kids who didn't see that happen.
I just think it's funny. They don't want to be rude. Why? It's not like I'm going to cut them with my sword.
Maybe no one wants to be rude because they're traumatized enough.
People are far more receptive to Mina and Ariana, although they really appreciate Fireball helping out.
Well, that's nice.
Do you ever correct that, or do you let them think that you're Yon?
I just let them think it. I corrected the teacher. That's because he needed to know who I was. Everybody else, I don't care.
I'd like to interject and come over and, like, pat Reflection's arm and say, thanks for helping!
And away goes Yon.
And now he turns into her. Okay. Well, she still has fire for here, right?
She does, but her snakes can spit fire. Just, they're not as an intensive flame as Yon's were.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I was messing things up.
Alright, well, you keep doing what he was doing. It just takes a little longer, that's all.
Yeah. Don't worry. Your time as Yon was about to run out anyway.
I kind of figured that.
It's probably 11 o'clock by the time you guys get back to the school. There is a few paramedics waiting to check out students, but thanks to Soren's help, there are no major injuries. I mean, the kids that turned Soren down weren't all that hurt. They were just kind of scraped up or bleeding. Once you are back at the school, MacArthur says, why don't you guys come to the ranch with me?
Okay.
I got anything better to do. Do you mind if I change my clothes at least?
He said, you've had a chance to dry out. For right now, let's just go over to the ranch and talk through things.
I get the feeling you just don't want me to wander off and exact a little revenge. I understand.
He looks over at you and make a subterfuge roll.
So expression in two dice?
Expression in two dice.
11.
You can't really tell what he's thinking. He doesn't really say anything to you. The ranch is probably, the ranch is the smallest structure at the school. There's a number of dogs that run up to the fences and start barking at you. MacArthur, before he opens the gate, says, if any of you have pets, just remember, this is a rescue for dogs who can't be rehabilitated. Don't try and pet them. Keep your hands on this side of the fence. He opens up the gate. It's a fenced-in area for the walkway. It opens up into a door to the ranch. A large rectangular room. There's a number of chairs set up at a central table. There's a large bookshelf on one end. Moondog is there. So is Dr. Solomon, Ox, Fireball, and Jester.
Well, Reflection tenses up.
Someone will look around. Anyone bring a key?
Mina will just look very sad and hurt.
So Moondog looks over at Soren and says, nope, don't have no tea. Why don't y'all have a seat, though?
Mina will ask, are we about to be expelled?
Moondog says, I hope not. We're just going to try and figure out what started all this. Get to the bottom of things.
Mina is excessively nervous because it's her party, because somebody who made the flyers put her name on it.
Yeah, I stand on the opposite side of the table from Fireball.
Okay.
Soren will unhook the sword from the baldric at his side and set it on his back before grabbing a chair, turning it around, and sitting with the back of the chair in front of him.
Ariana would just be annoyed at being wet and just sit there sulking.
You are dry at this point. Maybe your socks are still moist. That's about it.
Now you're just chafed.
Alright, so I shut my boots off anyway, so yeah.
So is anybody not sitting?
We offered a seat, so it would be proper for me to sit down, because that would be the ladylike thing to do.
Why don't somebody tell me how all this got started?
I will. Mina speaks up and says she'll tell him. She very quietly explains that from the conversations that she had had with Fireball, it seems that he had the wrong idea about Reflection. He seemed to think that Reflection was negative in some way, and he'd gotten the story wrong with what had happened the first day of school. So she tried to explain it and, like, bring peace, and, like, he was kind of apprehensive, so I had a party. in the hopes that, like, you know, we'd all be there and we could, it was supposed to be a smaller get together and we'd all be there and get to know each other and hopefully, you know, find some common ground and get along. And I guess it just escalated, and I really didn't mean for it to get to this point. And she gets kind of tearful as she's going, like, further into the story.
Dr. Solomon leans in and says, "So this is the first indication that you had
of what?
Any form of animosity?"
No.
Well, I didn't know that.
We had a dodgeball session with fireballs, which thankfully Soren intercepted that ball, so I didn't get burned by it. As for the first day, what happened with Thomas was that some phone call had an effect on him that was making him create this hurricane. And I tried to copy his powers to try to reverse the hurricane to calm it down. Where I started the hurricane, I have no idea.
Mox interrupts you and says, "Yeah, I'm going to believe that over him. He told us what really happened that day. He told us how you grabbed him and took his powers, and you made that storm happen because you couldn't control it."
If that were the case, he could shut it down because I can't take his powers.
Why would he lie to us?
I don't think he did. I think someone gave the wrong impression.
He told us you stole his powers.
If Soren could cut in at this point.
Sure.
If that was true, then maybe MacArthur could tell us why, during the storm, Reflection didn't actually look like Steve when he saw us helping the other students during the storm. Because the four of us were out in the quad protecting Dr. Aldridge, saving her from the car that was out of control, as well as saving the other students in the bus that was coming up the hill, all while the storm was happening.
And I didn't look like Thomas the entire time because I hadn't touched him yet.
MacArthur says, I'm sorry, Soren, but when I got there, Steve did look like Thomas. Maybe we should get him. I didn't know that he was part of this also.
I just assumed he was their hidden fourth member that caused the monsoon. You don't usually see those in a desert.
Actually, you can.
He says, unfortunately, any strong rain can have that effect. Anybody can make a subterfuge roll, if they have it?
No subterfuge.
Control expression and two dice.
Subterfuge. Yes, I do. That's cute. Subterfuge and expression?
Yes, please.
Three dice in your case, Doc.
Subterfuge.
28, 1, 6.
I got a 15, no 6.
I'm going to need a second.
I only got a 13.
I got a 12 and no 6s.
So Jan says, it's just the three of us. Like, someone helped us get out there, but they weren't involved. Like, they didn't know what was going to happen. And the storm thing, that was an accident.
So what were you going to do if the storm hadn't happened? Attacked us in front of all the students? Because you guys seemed primed to attack us as soon as the storm happened.
We didn't plan for the storm, but we saw it coming in. We didn't want to hurt anybody else.
Oh.
But we saw what happened when you took Hurricane's powers, and that's not cool. It's not cool. Reflection, you're not buying it, but everybody else, what he's saying seems to be honest. Or I should say, convincing.
All right. There seems to be a bit of confusion about my ability, so would everyone like a demonstration of how my power works?
When you say, would you like a demonstration? Moondog says, that sounds like a good idea.
Any volunteers?
You've already done it to me twice already. A third time ain't going to hurt. A third time it's not going to hurt.
Actually, this is the fourth time, by the way.
Was it the fourth?
Yeah.
All right. You've already done it three times. The fourth time won't hurt.
Now, if what you're saying is correct, I took her power. Would you please lift the table to show that I have not taken your power?
I take my pinky finger and I lift up the table.
Even had Thomas been here, I could not take his storm power. I copy it like a reflection in a mirror, hence my name.
So, and I have not felt any difference in the way my abilities have performed after he has touched me.
Jester says, "That's all fine. You know, you can say this to us now. You still threw food at my friend. You still poked him and insulted him."
Oh, you mean the 7-foot-tall guy who headbutted a 5-foot-tall girl, breaking her nose and sending her to the medical bay?
After she attacked him.
I don't believe a poked finger is a attack. Except and if he considers a poking finger an attack, he does not belong in a school.
No, in this school, you should be careful of what anybody does when they're aggressive. You know, some people have magic. We don't know what they can do.
I'll say, well, I'm very sorry for making that a physical altercation. That was inappropriate, regardless of the reasoning behind it. I did have too much caffeine that day, and that does terrible things to me, but I've since abstained. Like, I was trying to make peace by inviting everyone to the party.
Does anyone add anything to that?
At the comment about who knows what you can do with magic, Soren will just smile and go, "I know what you can do with magic."
You're not helping.
Yeah, he says stuff like that. He told me he knows where to hide bodies in the desert. And Ox finally speaks up like, "That's why we really did something." You know, at first it was just a little bit of, back and forth after that cafeteria bit. You know, no one likes to be embarrassed. And it ain't cool what they did to Hurricane. You can tell me whatever it is now, but that's the story I went with. That's what I heard from my friend, and I don't know why he would lie to me.
Probably because he has absolutely no reason to tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
But quite frankly, the only reason he could probably hide is out of embarrassment for losing control of his powers in the first place.
It's not his fault.
I know that.
Something was controlling him. It was not me. It was whatever was on that phone call. I do not know where that phone call came from because fortunately Soren cut the line.
Who knows what kind of damage it would have went if it kept on going.
But regardless, this doesn't make any sense. We're doing a he say, she said, and no one wants to give an inch because everyone believes they're telling the truth. You know what? I think I was better off dealing with the MCP. What? At least all they're going to do is shoot me again. I don't have to worry about listening to these people lie to my face.
It's not even that big.
And claim that I'm doing things that I don't do.
It's not even that. Every single fight that has occurred between our two groups, you guys have either provoked or instigated. You walked by our table and said something disparaging about Steve. I threw a piece of broccoli at you. You turned around, started the fight, getting up in our face. Mina tapped you in the chest. You took it as an attack, broke your nose.
Wait. Let me make sure I have this right. This is Jester. So let me make sure I have this right. So my friends were having a conversation amongst themselves, and you threw food at them, but they're the ones that started it? Is that what you just said?
It's not a conversation among yourselves when you walk by and stage whisper so everyone can hear you how much you hate that guy sitting at that table in front of them.
But it's still you that escalated this. It's you that threw food, right? And it's your friend that assaulted Ox, right? Right?
You provoked.
That's what happened, isn't it?
What do the teachers do?
You can say that as many times as you like. It's not actually how it goes.
So
I threatened your friend after he attacked Ariana.
Dr. Solomon puts her hand on Jester's shoulder and says, "Calm down. Right? We're trying to have a conversation. We're not trying to attack each other." What were you saying, Soren?
Both of the times I threatened you, it was after he threw fireballs at one of my comrades. He started the fight. I threatened him if he kept attacking us. Now, maybe my threats were a bit too far. I'm sorry, I was trained to kill people. The fact that everyone's still alive who's been attacking us, that I've been trying my best not to give in to my training. But the reasoning still stands. You've been instigating these fights. We've been reacting. And I still have the burn scars from that little dodgeball match to prove it.
So, Jan says, I wasn't trying to throw a fireball. If we're going to believe him that he doesn't steal people's powers, you can believe me that I wasn't actually trying to hurt you. So at this point, I think, is there anything else people want to say?
I don't remember the circumstances regarding the first incident where I got attacked.
You were about to do your flying thing and Fireball just attacked you for no reason.
Well, Fireball collided with her at the edge of the plateau.
In front of plenty of witnesses.
Yes.
Yeah, since it's a daily thing for me.
Yes.
Well, a daily school, a weekday thing.
And he told her that he thought he was she was better than this. And didn't expect her to associate with people like Reflection.
That's right. And who I choose to associate with is my business, not yours.
Right, that was the conversation you had then. Yeah. But that didn't come up in the dialogue. That's what I'm asking. Is there anything else you want to bring up before I ask you for roles? And you need to bring it up in character.
Yeah, well, he did go ahead and accost me regarding my converting, I guess is the proper term.
Consorting. Consorting would be more of a sexual nature.
Ooh, dear.
Yeah, so stick with consorting.
Okay, consorting with Reflection. And that was when I was trying to do my annual jump to see if I could actually try to get off the ground. I'm sure you've heard of that, sir.
We've all seen your daily jumps.
They are hilarious.
Thanks a lot, Soren.
So Fireball's like, well, I wasn't trying to hurt her. I just needed to get her attention.
I would gladly give you the attention if you asked me kindly. I mean, this is a daily ritual. I'm trying to see if I could gain more distance. Eventually, I will get to a point where I could fly. I know it. I can feel it in my bones.
So if you want to...
All right. Well, this isn't about you being able to fly or not being able to fly. What we're trying to get to is how everybody can get along here.
I haven't had a problem with anybody.
At this point, I want you guys to suggest a role for each of your characters based on the conversations we had.
Our own characters?
Yeah. You look at your characters based on the stuff that you guys said. And suggest a role to help influence Solomon, MacArthur, and Moondog.
That's a good question. Negotiations or etiquette would probably be... Negotiations would probably be the most likely.
Yeah.
And it's not like I do anything about me looking good in order to modify how they take the role.
I could probably use... Could I use my background? Oops. You could roll your expression plus both of those. It'd be three dice plus those two values.
I think I'd be better off rolling negotiation.
That'd probably be my thing also.
And it could be better for me.
No, I'll go ahead and roll my expression in those two. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt someone?
No, I think I spoke over you.
Oh, no. I was just saying that etiquette as expression would probably be my best role.
Okay, what's negotiations go with?
Mental.
It's the same for me either way, so I'll go with negotiations. Negotiations, mental, that's 7. And 5 is 12, plus 3 dice.
Based on the conversation, and Soren hasn't been in a lot of it, I feel like either discipline or perseverance would probably fit, since he has basically made a decision not to follow through with his training and hurt the students, and he's done a very good job of that so far.
Why don't you roll your expression plus trained badass?
Mm. All right.
Okay, and what is Steve rolling?
I think it was expression of etiquette. Okay, he's trying to work things out along with the rules of how the schools will be set up.
Okay, so
unfortunately, I made a horrible roll.
All right, I'm going to start with Ariana. What was your total?
My total was 23. I was going the idea of negotiation, although I don't know if my learn to respect others would even come to play there.
Well, since you kind of dismissed people in the conversation, not respected them.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. And then Soren, what did you get?
33 with 1 6.
Okay, and Steve, what did you get?
19, 3 ones.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Like I said, horrible roll.
And Mina, what did you get?
23 and no sixes.
Moondog finally interjects, and he says, sounds like the original dispute comes from what happened with that storm. And we're not going to know exactly what happened. Now, I realize that Hurricane is your friend, and you've known him for some time, but people do get embarrassed when they lose control. That's part of the reason why we have that first opening class. I also realize that in a school full of kids with hormones and superpowers, this can get out of control. But it sounds like this girl, this boy, were trying to protect their friend. And maybe they didn't do it the best way. Your reaction wasn't healthy either. You've got to realize that. You were bigger than most people. And you can't just assume that because they're going to this school, they could put up with a punch from you. Much less, what was it, a headbutt?
A headbutt.
Ox is like, yeah, it was...
I was drinking when you said that. I almost spit it out.
But the important part here is that both of you were trying to protect your friends. And that's a good instinct. That is something we want to encourage here. Now, Professor Watt is trying to find Thomas right now. And we're going to have a talk with him too. But I can tell you that there has been some very strange things going on with electronics in this school.
I assume you mean this shower that almost killed me?
What's this?
I assume you're talking about the shower that almost killed me?
That would be another thing.
Or the med bay that almost killed Aldridge?
We've had to go back to analog medicine in the medical bay. Something is in our electrical, and we don't know what it is yet. Now, there's another student who's trying to help us out with that.
Mina turns to Ox and repeats what she said earlier about, well, all the same, I do recognize, as I said before, that my actions were inappropriate, and I am sorry. I just felt a little defensive about you talking about my friend. But I guess, as Mr. MacArthur said, I guess it was the same for you.
MacArthur hasn't really talked since he brought everybody in. Now, when Professor White gets here, we're going to talk with Thomas. Is there anything you guys want to get off your chest before that happens?
No.
I've said my piece.
My socks are still wet.
Well, why don't you take your shoes off? Take your socks off.
My hair's wet. Breaking the tension.
All right, what are your expression for me?
Oh, and Aria says, thank you for the correction about the word.
13 and 1 6.
Jan does laugh at that.
Well, English is not her primary language.
No, not at you. Mina said, my hair was wet, trying to break the tension, and Jan laughed at that.
Well, it was funny.
Ox says, I just don't know why Thomas would lie. You know, everybody has accidents. Everybody's got a bad day. And I don't know this guy, but Thomas has always been stand up for me. Moondog says, all right, well, we're going to talk to him.
Well, being the hater of technology that I am, one thought does occur that is there any chance that during this whole phone call thing that made him lose control of his powers, something else might have been placed into his head?
Solomon says, you're asking the wrong person. We should call Aldridge as well.
No, the thought literally just occurred.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. She stands up and steps away. A few minutes will pass if no one says anything while you're waiting, or no one else says anything. And Dr. Aldrich gets there before Professor White and Thomas. So Moondog looks at her and says, "Have you seen Rim?" Aldrich responds with, no, I came from the lab. You asked if the tone from the call could have impacted someone's... Ask me the question again, please.
I was curious if that wildest, weird-ass tone was making the kid lose control of his powers and if something could have been implanted into his head in the process. That would either make him forget the situation, remember incorrectly, or make him become a subversive element within the school.
Well, technically anything is possible. And there has been studies to show that you can use high-frequency waves to communicate on a level that people can't hear or comprehend. So, of course, that is a viable theory until proven otherwise. However, we haven't shown any kind of aberrant behavior in the school itself.
Not to be rude, but can we record everything she says and play it back at a slower speed?
MacArthur says she's saying it's possible, but Thomas hasn't really done anything outside the ordinary. We've actually been watching since that incident. Sorry, I've had some time. It's good, Paul. I'm almost used to it. How long do you guys sit around before anyone says anything about the lack of Professor White and Thomas?
I actually was just about to say something, because they've been gone for a long time.
I figured that she was having a hard time locating him. How many kids are in the school?
About 300,
and it's a huge campus.
Yeah, but it's also 11 o'clock at night.
Oh.
Actually, by this point, it's almost midnight.
Oh. We'll proceed.
Can't be too many places a person could be unless they're not trying to be where they're supposed to be.
So what does Steve say?
It's been a while since they went to get Thomas. Anyone else think something's wrong?
Let's not go and assume something's wrong, but let's see if someone else is at the boys' door.
And the last thing we need to do is go over there and add to whatever confusion is going on.
Oh, you want to call Masterson? He should be at the doors right now.
Well, we could use the intercom.
That's what he does, is he gets up and he walks over to the intercom.
Soren will just idly start drawing runes in the air, but not actually empowering them. Small little finger motions in the air as if he's drawing runes.
Well, I can't find my nails on now. I don't have my iron file with me.
It's good practice for when you're in the heat of battle.
After a few minutes, Mr. MacArthur comes back and says, "There's no sign of Wren or Thomas."
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to take a moment, look over at MacArthur and go, "You remember early on when I expressed my views that I thought there was something weird about Miss White and how I kind of suspected her of being behind some... ill business?"
I'm going to stand by my statement and say, let's not assume yet.
All right. She still rubs me the wrong way.
We have two people that are missing.
If there was a fight between the two, I'd put my money on White.
Could we not just ask the student body to see if anybody's mentioned have seen him?
That would need to be in the morning unless you want to start knocking on doors. Again, it's like midnight.
Yeah.
Well, you still got the intercom.
There's a teacher missing. That seems important.
Okay. Give me a roll to convince them that they should wake up everybody to try and find them.
All of us?
No. This was Ariana's idea.
I think it's better. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. Negotiation again?
Well, you're not really negotiating something.
So what are we thinking?
It would normally be etiquette, but you can pitch me something that is more appropriate.
No, well, if you think it's etiquette, let's... I'll go with etiquette, because I don't have anything better that I could pull off on this. So that's 7 plus 4, 11 plus 3 dice. All right. And 11 plus 7, or 18.
Moondog says, "I'll see if you can coordinate with the teachers that are still in the main building. And Masterson, I'm going to see if I can suss this out myself."
Nope, sorry.
He kind of gets up and takes his jacket off and says, "If you want to keep talking, you better walk outside."
I guess I'll start looking. You say you want to look for the teachers, right? So
And as he starts walking towards the door, he starts growing and hunching over. He is barely able to get out the door by the time he gets to it. And is walking on all fours as a mastiff-like creature.
Damn that big.
Is eye level with Ox on all fours.
That's big.
Mina looks over and what's the word? I guess wistfully says, "Oh, he looks just like Poyo." Her dog or something.
So we follow him outside?
If you want to keep talking to him, yes.
I follow.
I guess I'm looking for the teachers.
He says, "Solomon, you come with me. I'll need you if Paul has something to report. You kids, you want to help, you can come with me. Otherwise, I really need you to go back to your dorms."
I follow.
I go with him.
You already gave me an assignment, so I'm looking for the teacher at this point, right?
Well, this is the first time he's asked you guys to do anything, which is you can stay with him or go back to the dorms.
I'm going with him. Besides that, I'm not in the mood to go to bed yet.
Okay. And Soren?
I'll come along, but first I want to ask, assuming Ox and his crew came outside with us. All right. I'll turn to them and go, if he was in trouble or if he was going to go somewhere, do you guys have any idea where he might have run to?
Ox says, "I've known him since he started at the school. I don't know that he's ever had to run away from anything."
Hmm. Okay, stay with Moondog here. Careful not to touch him.
What, you don't want to become a big doggy?
No, I like my tracksuits in one piece.
Two Poyos! Is he human again? He's no longer that big dog.
No, no, he shifted into that dog form to track Professor White.
Is he still in it?
Yeah. Are you going to try to pet him?
I'm going to just inch closer. Mina would inch closer with this look of, like, wanting to pet, longing. Just this wide-eyed.
Well, Soren's going to cast a spell upon himself. I'm going to burn 6 willpower to give myself a full scene boon, to give myself new senses as I cast my Ansus rune.
Okay.
To give myself night vision and a... I just know what the... I forgot what I wanted.
You said that we were on a ranch with animals. Are there any reptiles?
This is a dog rescue. Damn. At the ranch.
God. Does anyone have a pet reptile on the grounds? Or no, I don't have pets on that.
Oh, I remember it now.
You're starting to get the impression there's a lot of things that you're not supposed to do that people do anyway.
Well, I do have serpentine awareness. Would that be able to be used to sense if there are any reptiles, or if I could call them?
Let's take a look at your serpentine awareness.
Congratulations, you are now the lizard version of Aquaman.
Fuck off.
So, serpentine awareness is the fact that your snakes are constantly on the lookout for you, and so that's why your dreadnoughts add to your defense.
We're in the desert. There's got to be lizards some fucking where. Can I spend a willpower and just have, like, they can't move that fucking time. What is that fucking lizard that it runs?
I know the one you're talking about, but give me 1 second, and yes, you can spend willpower to do that. Okay. So, yeah, if you spend a willpower, you can, there will be one nearby.
And I've got 7 willpower left, right?
Yes.
It'll be 1 nearby. It just transported from, like, the Gobi Desert.
Well, there's a fast-moving reptile somewhere on the plateau.
Okay, well, I want to spend a willpower and, like, see if I can find one. Or if it's, like, nearby and my snake sense it.
Yeah.
I grab it. And, it like, they communicate. And I ask them to, like, I don't know, like how smart a lizard can be.
It's like a little reptile thing. Or a little gecko thing.
Yeah, I want it to, like, run around the campus and see if they can.
Oh, quick, find out if you can get any car shards from it.
I hate you. But I want him and his buddies to gather to look around the campus.
Okay. And what was the other sense that you were giving yourself for the scene, Soren?
I wanted to give myself a storm sense, basically being able to sense the changes in the air currents.
Okay.
That way I'll be able to see in the night better and see if he's using his powers, and we can try and use that to locate him if that happens.
Ooh. All right. So I want you to roll your power plus your sense. You roll your power plus your sense also, Mina, and I will roll for Moondog, since the three of you are actively tracking. If you're rolling just the attribute, it's two dice. If it's an attribute plus a power or a talent, it's three dice.
Oh.
If it's an attribute, talent, and power, it's four dice.
I got a 24.
Okay.
I got a 30, but like my sense and my power were 22.
Okay.
So like that's shitty. That was the shittiest roll of them all.
It's a little below average.
I rolled a 4 on 3 dice.
Well, I rolled 3 on 3 dice. Top that.
Okay, that's the shittiest of shitty rolls. Yeah. 3 on 3 dice, you can't get shittier than that.
Right. I can't even be the best at being shitty. I had to come in second place. I lost at losing.
Hey, happens to the best of us.
30 and no sixes.
9 of you start at the main campus, and Moondog is kind of moving at a fast trot, which means you're going to have to kind of jog to keep up with him. At one point, Dr. Solomon has to hold Mina's hand back because she wants to, like, you know, obviously try to pet Moondog.
I have sausages.
I spend the whole time running after him going, no, I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't
happen. Solomon just looks at you like... Shakes her head no, like that. What was it? Happy Gilmore. There's like
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Grizzly Adams.
It's the only line that character has in the entire movie.
Anyway, by the time you make it to the boys' dorm, there are geckos running all across the plateau, like just crisscrossing each other. Moondog stops and says, this is where her trail ends. About the same time, Soren, you realize there is a storm moving away from the campus.
I will pass that information along.
And the geckos will tell you that the woman and boy that you described are not on the campus.
No chance I can get them to extend their searches there.
They're not really, like, I mean, they're little lizard things. It'd be hard for them to, like, keep searching further out. But Soren tells everybody that there's a storm moving away from the school.
Well, I guess I'll pass it on and lamely say, yeah, my little lizards, blah, 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 blah.
Your little lizards what?
Oh, so the geckos say that they are nowhere on the campus. Like, anywhere.
I'd agree with that. It looks like she came over here directly. The two of them came out together. And then you said there's a storm. And what way is it heading?
Can I tell which direction it's going?
Yeah, it's you know the direction.
I will point.
He says there's ozone in the air. And it goes in that same direction. He says, you know what's that way?
The city.
Wonderful.
How are you talking with that muzzle? Like, whatever, that snout. How are you talking with that snout?
I don't know. How are you not turning me to stone with them snakes?
But I'm not. Never mind. Ouch.
Oh, who's up for a run to Phoenix?
Ooh.
Huh?
I don't imagine that the adults would take the children into the city for this. Regardless of us having powers or not, we're still all incredibly unstable with our powers. I mean,
Moondog says, you kids did right by trying to help out here. Mina, Sword, thank you for your extra senses and ability to communicate.
Well, if we need to go to the city, let's go.
I volunteer to help.
He says, I can't ask any of you to go on to the city.
You're not asking, we're volunteering.
Who knows? Maybe I'll find a 24-hour Apple store and get myself a new iPod after this one got damaged.
Oh, my God.
All right, Soren will stop. Look at Ariana.
That was a joke.
And just go, okay, but you realize that it's hard for us to take that as a joke sometimes.
I was just imagining, like, everyone in the group just kind of turning to look at her.
Yeah, like, everybody looks at her.
Look!
It's comedy slow head turn.
Even Moondog.
Look, you know that we will have to take care of that first before I go ahead and get my iPod.
So he says, I can't ask you. I won't stop you either.
Yeah! I mean, let's go save people.
We have to be undercover, so we gotta be dressed in appropriate clothing.
Oh, I guess I'm going to go back to the... If I have time to go back to the dorm and get changed.
Oh, no. Like, you're by the boys' dorm. The cars are right here. It's go time.
So we're all just wearing, like, muddy party clothes then.
Yeah, you have on the... What was it? A white dress that has, like, an integrated hoodie?
No, not white.
What color was it?
I can't remember, but I remember that it has, like, sparklies.
A glittery hoodie dress.
Yeah, it was, like, a dress with, like, a tutu tall or something. And then I had, like, a little hoodie that matched the dress that had sparklies all around the hood, and I had it up. So, like, yeah, we're going to be noticed. And
I'm perfectly dressed normally. I don't know about you.
You're in your...
We're
the
all
clothes
in our
that
party
you wore
clothes.
To the party.
The only person who looks normal is Soren.
Well, no shit's given.
Hold on. You trying to say that I won't look normal?
You're wearing the clothes you wore to the party. I believe you were in, like, an elegant nightgown.
I'm pretty sure that picture is currently on your webcam.
Yeah, the tunic dress with the leggings.
No, that was another thing.
Oh, that's what I wore at the party.
Oh. Yeah, this one.
Oh, I thought we went somewhere else and that's what she wore.
Well, Steve definitely is normal. He's wearing a tracksuit.
Yeah, a tracksuit.
Look who's got it. And he's I'm the one dressed all fancy for a party. I'm wearing, like, a cocktail dress.
I don't know why.
Because I hosted the party, and the hostess always has to dress up.
Well,
I'm sorry, Ariana. I mean, I thought that you would, you know... I figured you've hosted enough parties to know things like that.
Well, I'm not. It's not my party. It's your party. And I'm not supposed to try to look better than you do.
I do believe we're co-hosting.
Well, it's your party. I'm not trying to...
All right, now, it don't matter about the party right now. We got a student who's missing.
He's right.
I'm sorry.
You take the van and the kids. Aldridge, Solomon, you ride with me.
Oh, I could drive.
And Aldridge's like, no, she can't. Moondog shifts back into his human form. What, you thought they were going to ride on his back?
Oh, Falcor style.
Like 25 miles to Phoenix?
No, never ending story style.
Yay!
You're a little heavy though, buddy.
We're going down, Peter.
Yay!
I will ask you guys, from Ox's crew, are they all coming also?
I think they would.
If well, he is their friend.
So the eight of you pile into the van that brings students to the school. As you guys are getting loaded up, it looks like MacArthur grabs something from the back of the van, and then he tells everybody, buckle your seatbelts. He then pulls off with a quickness.
I slam against the seat.
You know, you're looking at this van and thinking, should it be going down the side of a dirt road at, like, 50?
Well, depends on what kind of van it is.
Think school van.
Oh.
All Father preserve us. Let's hope we actually survive to Houston. Phoenix. Yeah.
We'd have a problem if we were going to Houston.
I don't know why I said Houston.
I'll just make sure I bring my papers with me. I don't feel like getting arrested. I don't have any proper identification.
You have what you had when you went to the party. You normally take your passport with you at the party? Or when you walk around school?
Don't worry. If anyone's getting arrested, it's the guy with the sword.
Victor, Jan, Trevor, you are his friends. Where does he hang out? Do you have any ideas where he might be? I am going to let one of you make a fortune roll.
Let it not be Soren.
1, 2, 3, not it.
How many of you guys decide amongst yourselves who's going to make this roll?
Now, we all know the guy with a fortune of 4 should be the one making the roll, right?
Yeah, of course. But I assume you want me to make the roll.
Personally, since I think this is a group thing, I think we should have to pool our fortunes, divide it by 4, and that's what we get.
That sounds really complicated. I've looked at the character sheets, and I think probably Mina should make the roll, since she's got fortune and serendipity.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I make shit rolls.
Oh, I thought you were going to go ahead and just use the best roll and just blame the person on the bad rolls, whoever decides to roll it for the group.
Just even if you make a bad roll, I'm pretty sure your minimum is higher than Soren's max.
23 and 2 sixes.
Okay. Jan says, yeah, there's an arcade that he used to go to on the weekends, and I think they're 24 hours. He says, all right, unless anyone has any other ideas, that's where we'll start.
I'll support you guys in any way I can. Let's go.
Fine by me. I didn't know him.
It's as good a place to start as any.
So he gets the address. He's like, okay. He takes the Phoenix flyover, which Phoenix is one of the largest cities in the U.S., and over the last year, since the terraforming event, they have really worked on rebuilding the city in a big way. And by big, I mean up. The Phoenix flyover is almost like a freeway spinal cord that cuts through the city at about 100 feet up and splits off into the different districts. You drive past the 10th story of a lot of larger buildings that are easily 50, 60 or more stories. There are two buildings at the center of Phoenix, one for Dynamic Biotech and one for the Institute for Medicine Human Research, that are like giant spires that tower above the rest of that district. And MacArthur takes you past them on the flyover before getting off into one of the smaller neighborhoods. And in this neighborhood, you can you start off in the business district where DVC and IMR are located. And then after a few blocks, the neighborhood really seems to change. Essentially, coming from the business district, you go under a train line and move into a very different kind of neighborhood. The buildings are much more uniform. The architecture is not nearly as dynamic. There's a lot of shops on the ground level where you finally are, but they are mostly closed concerning the time. You can see bars on the windows or security gates that are pulled down. And then eventually MacArthur comes to a nondescript building, but there is an arcade in the middle of the block. And it looks like the arcade is like 2 stories. It is open. And he says, it's probably going to look weird if I walk in there with you. I can't ask you to go in there, so do you want to wait in the car while I go in?
Oh, I'll go.
Soren's going to look at Moondog and go, you know, this is going to take a really long time if you feel the need to stop and remind us that you can't ask us to go with you.
MacArthur.
MacArthur, sorry. We're already here. We might as well all just go in.
I'm not trying to remind you about this being dangerous. This is an arcade. I'm saying that if a 30-year-old man walks in there with 7 kids, it's going to look odd at 2 in the morning.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think about that.
He lured us with candles. Promises of free game tokens.
I would go in, but I probably would get many weird stares because I'm not leaving the sword behind.
I'm sure we all will. I'm dressed up. Well, okay, I'm sure you and I will because I'm dressed up in a party dress and you're carrying a sword. So let's do all right. I suppose.
Ox says, other than Soren and I stay behind. We're going to be obvious. You've got your hood thing.
Yes, but it's a dressy one.
Just as, yeah, he's saying put your hood on.
Oh, it's always on. It's assumed that it's always on unless I'm saying that I've taken it off.
He's saying keep your hood on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, occasionally I have to translate for my friend here.
Well, I will definitely keep my head covered. Don't worry about that.
Jester and Mina are going to go in. What about Steve and Ariana?
Well, I don't look exactly out of the ordinary. I'm sure I'd be fine. How could I not be otherwise?
And Steve?
Going in, I guess.
The arcade is actually three stories because there's an underground story, there's the main level, and there's the second. And it even has like a crazy-looking directory when you walk in of lines pointing in all weird angles, you know, because it's dipping pool or whatever. Jester's like, well, we're here. Ariana, Mina, Steve, any of you guys have any ideas on how to do the search?
Well, the way I see it, this is the only exit down here at the lobby, although there might be a fire exit above. Why don't we just have somebody stay here to cover the... I mean, you have Soren and Oxyset was covering the... was staying out?
Well, I have... I'm sorry, go on.
Soren, Ox, and Jan stayed in the van with Mr. McCarthy.
We should have somebody covering the ground level.
I would like to try and track
them
in the arcade.
Don't my snakes have an ability to, like, the vibration sense? I wonder if I could use my snakes to see if they can possibly hear who's around. I mean, we've been around this kid before, so I wonder if they'd be able to isolate, like, could they be in-depth enough to isolate his footsteps? We've also been around Professor White before. Like, or I wonder if they'd be able to move. Well, I mean, snakes can't hear. So, but if they'd be able to isolate their particular movements, or they can't smell anything. Oh, well, they can smell.
So the vibration sense would really let you pick up, like, if someone was moving, but this is a crowded room, there's lots of noise, there's a bunch of people walking around.
Well, they're familiar with it, so, like, I imagine maybe they'd be... Okay, I'm stretching. Well, would they be able to... I would like it if they could, like, pick up Professor White's scent. Does she own any, like, rodents? Does she wear some kind of god-awful perfume? So, Thomas is a boy, so clearly he's covered in Axe body spray. Like, can they pick up...
You're in an arcade at 2 in the morning. If you spend a willpower, I will let you add a sense for hunting down by smell.
I guess I'll do that. I'll spend a willpower.
So you're going to roll your dreadnoughts of 12, your tracking of 10, and your sense of 10.
Okay.
So that is a 32 plus 4 dice.
Woohoo!
I'm not going to make you roll. I'm going to make you roll your stealth instead.
Okay. 28 and 16.
No one really picks up on these snakes that keep sneaking out from your hoodie to guide you.
Oh, thank God.
But since you're relying on your snakes, they kind of have to get free. They keep slithering out and coming down.
Well, I would...
I mean, Jester notices, and it seems kind of to unnerve him. How does Steve react to that?
I take it they know something we don't?
I'm trying to find out where Thomas and Professor White are. And hopefully they'll be able to smell the Axe body spray.
Okay.
On the lower level, there are a bunch of first-person shooter games, like where the rifle is kind of attached to the arcade box.
Yes.
And the largest one, it looks like it's 16 machines that kind of run through the center of the room, 8 on one side, 8 on the other, like back-to-back. And it says Call of Battle.
Okay.
Allies versus the Axis.
So they just lead you to the game and, like, nothing else.
Yeah, they bring you down here, and this is where the smell of Axe body spray is the strongest.
Well, that's a waste.
Specifically, it leads you to these machines, and it looks like you can either play as Axes or the Allies.
Okay. Well, I will tell the group, like, the trail ends here. Like, this is where this Thomas's cologne scent stops, and I step inside and try and see if there's any kind of, I don't know, switches that look, has Mina been to arcades often?
She's a girl from Texas. I think there's, like, nothing to do there, so probably. That's a joke, Texas, I'm kidding.
Well, I'd say that since she's familiar with games in, hopefully this game, in, arcades, I couldn't remember the name, then let's say that she looks around to see if there's any kind of buttons or switches that she hasn't seen on this game before.
Okay. Does she have repair as a talent?
No.
All right. Just roll your intelligence in 2 dice.
So she's looking for something unusual about these games?
Yeah, about the boxes.
20 and 1/6.
Okay, well, as far as you can tell, they're standard arcade games, but what seems odd is it's much more popular to play on the access side. And while you're looking at the consoles, and you realize, wow, all 8 of the Nazis are being used, and there's only 2 people playing as Europe and America. That seems odd.
I'm going to turn to the group and I'm going to say, I'm out of ideas. I can't seem to... There's nothing strange about this, but the trail ends here.
Dude, let me jump to the people in the van.
You mean that wonderfully what's the word I'm looking for? Tension-filled van where former enemies are now sitting and just kind of staring at each other?
You mean where Soren is sitting with Jan and Ox while Mr. MacArthur watches the front entrance?
They're totally the best of buds now. He only threatened to kill and bury one of them.
3 times.
Yes, but the key thing there is that he didn't actually kill and bury him. Yeah. That's progress for Soren.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
All right.
So what is it like in the van?
I imagine we're just kind of sitting there, glaring at each other.
Make a forensics roll for me.
No forensics. Is that sense?
That's sense.
Oh, that's you. Stop doing that. 21. 1/6.
Okay. You and Ox are sitting there, not saying anything to each other. Jan actually seems a bit more oblivious to the tension between you and Ox. He's just looking at the arcade, and he goes, "Hey, check out those guys." You turn and you look. There are 3 men walking into the arcade who are obviously adults. All of them are wearing black jeans and combat boots, plain white shirts with heavy coats over it, and all of them have the same kind of hair color or haircut.
Well, that doesn't bode well.
And they all kind of walk in. It's not like they're walking 3 abreast. It's like 2 guys are walking in front, and then one person is 3 steps behind them. They look to be maybe late teens or early 20s. They are moving with a definitive purpose.
Can I see any what might look like the bulges of concealed weapons under the coats? Because it takes a really good tailor to make a coat that can hide a concealed handgun.
One, I will say that these are larger, not quite bomber jackets. It's all something not leather, but some kind of durable material. The jackets are open, and it looks like the collar can be buttoned closed for cold weather.
But doesn't look like there's any concealed weapons that I can spot. No guns, no knives, no swords.
Not that you can tell. Because the jacket is loose the way it is, it would be kind of hard to tell. It's not like someone who's wearing a suit and it's buttoned.
Oh my god. It's a hipster hairstyle.
Well, the hairstyle is short cropped at top and then buzzed on the side.
Damn hipsters. I'll look over at Jan and just sigh and go, I don't like the looks of that. Either of you have phones?
Between Jan and Ox?
Yeah.
Ox definitely does not. Jan does not either.
Screw it. I'll cast a quick spell. My usual response to not knowing what the fuck to do. I'll cast a quick Unsoos rune to give myself a magical sense and see if there's anything magical about these guys.
No, there is nothing magical about them.
I want to sneak up behind them and follow them in, but I'm not super stealthy, and I still have the sword with me, so I can't really do anything.
Are you saying anything along those lines?
Yeah.
What do you actually say to Jan and Ox?
What I just said is, I really want to get out and follow them, but I'm not super stealthy, and I'm not leaving my sword behind.
Jan will say, I'll go. Yeah, it's for Thomas, right?
I'll nod and go, I don't know that these guys have anything to do with Thomas and what's going on, but I'm... Everything about this situation is shit, so I would rather err on the side of caution.
Jan will open up the panel to the van and slip out. And roll two dice for me.
I got a 10.
The guy named Fireball is obviously not that stealthy. However, he is quick, and so he can kind of rush when people aren't looking, and they don't seem to notice him get out of the van and get into the arcade.
In all honesty, of the three of us, he probably had the best chance.
You say that out loud?
Yeah.
You hear a crack, and you look over, and Ox has broken his armrest. If my buddy gets hurt, I'm not going to be happy. Just remember, you're the one who sent him in there. MacArthur looks back and says, hey, where did Jan go?
Doing short reconnaissance?
And I should say, I kind of picture you guys, this is a larger, it's a school van, right?
Yeah.
So this is not like you're one row behind him and having this conversation. He heard everything. You know, six or seven rows of bench seats. And that's why he didn't pick up on the conversation until Jan opened the door and then Ox broke the chair arm. MacArthur's like, did you see something? And you guys kind of have a back and forth there unless you want to leave anything out.
No, pass. I won't keep anything back.
Okay. Does Sworn have street smarts?
No.
Because of his upbringing. I didn't think he did.
I got it, Tim.
This will be good to know. I won't even make you roll when we get to it.
I did want street smarts, but in the original version of the character did have him living on the streets for a longer period of time, but I made some modifications as we went along. And
it kind of got dropped off?
Yeah. Didn't make the cut.
Steve, you notice a trio of either skinheads or neo-Nazis come in.
Oh, wonderful.
Two guys come down the staircase, and the third one follows behind them. The trio comes in, and the people that were playing the game on the access side just kind of stop and go to talk to them.
Like, really?
They ignore their games and just go to talk to these access players. Hmm. Or talk to these skinheads. That's weird.
All right. Is there some kind of cutesy girl game that somebody like me would be would play normally in their vicinity?
Yes, there is a DDR machine.
Okay. I will go ahead over to the DDR machine so I can attempt to listen in on them.
Okay. Roll perception for me.
Okay.
So you can roll your art dance, too, if you like.
Okay. I don't have dance, so just be my perception, which is sense, plus two dice. I rolled a 6 and a 1 with my sense of 7. That gives me a 14 with 1 6.
All right. You don't make out the entire conversation, but the guy who was kind of at the back of the procession, you hear him say, we've picked up a major prize. Some of the wall wanted to celebrate.
They say this in regular English, right? Not a different language?
Yeah, they say this in English. They sound like they're from Phoenix.
Okay. All right, so anyway, I guess I'm going to keep trying to listen. At the same time, I'm going to go ahead and play the game, considering that I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you play the game until they leave, and that's what you pick up over the course of their conversation, right? Eventually, the 11 of them all kind of head out.
All right.
Soren, since you sent Jan into the fray, why don't you roll three dice for me?
13 with 1 6.
Ariana, after they leave, what do you do?
Well, I call over to why can't I remember her name now?
Mina?
Yeah. No, it's not a crack because I don't remember her name like I did remember Summer or Autumn.
She is forever Summer now. When we talk like out of game, like I'll jokingly go, oh, you know, because Summer ended up attacking, and yeah,
and that was why she's like Ariana's gonna get her ass beat too, and they're like, well, okay, I guess I'll come with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and echo what I heard them say.
Okay.
At the same time, while I'm still continuing with the dance to the game, since my competitive nature won't let me not do it.
Bills.
Oh, and for the record, if you're going with the arcade roll, it's 10 plus 9 plus 1, 6. I don't know if perfection fits in there.
No, because it's an expression roll.
It's expression. Okay, so that's 16 then, with 1, 6.
Okay. All right, yeah, so you do really good on this game.
Wow, it's my first time playing these games.
So Jan shows up, and he's like, hey, did you see those guys? And Justin's like, what are you doing in here? You're supposed to stay in the van. He's like, yeah, but Sorty McGee said I should follow those cats in.
Well, I'm going to go ahead. I guess I'll echo to the others what I heard. I don't know. They got something going on.
Are they already out of sight?
Yeah, they went back up the stairs. Yeah, he said something about Das Graben. Das Gruben?
I'd like to follow them.
Das Gruben. That sounds German.
Doesn't Ariana speak German?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, it's the Trench.
Is there a place called the Trench around here?
Does anyone have area knowledge, Phoenix?
Probably not.
Steve might, actually.
No, it's not on my sheet. Sorry.
You have street smarts, so you could roll that instead. So wisdom and street smarts.
Okay. Says wisdom is so three dice then, right? Three dice. 26, no sixes.
This doesn't surprise you. On the outskirts of Phoenix, there is a district called the Trenches at the bottom of a large hill. It's on the south side of Phoenix. It doesn't get a lot of sun because of the way it's set up. It tends to be one of the poorest neighborhoods in the city.
All right, well, when she mentions the Trench, I'll let him know. And I'm like, yeah, we get to, on the south side is a place they call the Trenches.
I think that's what they're talking about.
Okay. Now, Mina, you said you were going to try and follow them?
Yes, I would like to follow them. And my stealth is pretty high.
All right, so give me a stealth roll and a tracking roll. Let's do your stealth first.
22 and 1-6.
Do you tell them that you're going to try and follow them?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I wanted to tell you guys, I'm not getting a very good feeling, obviously, from the neo-Nazi skinheads.
Yeah.
Not getting a good feeling from those neo-Nazis, so I'm going to kind of fade out and see what they're up to. And then I flee.
All right, now make your tracking roll.
Okay. Is it still three dice?
Yeah, it's three dice.
25 and 1-6.
You guys are south of the financial district, or south of a business district. By the time they leave, there's like 11 that were on the basement floor.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably 20 by the time they actually leave the arcade.
20 kids in the arcade?
20 kids in this procession. And they all look late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
They walk to the corner together and get in the car, wait for a bus. And it's only like one bus that goes through there.
I don't know if I want to get on the bus and follow them. That could... Well,
you do have a van waiting for you.
That's true. Everyone would freak out. Where does the bus say it's going?
Well, they're still waiting for the bus. And it's like the 7 line.
Well, I guess I will go back to the van and report that to Mr. McCarthy.
Okay, so how's that sound? Like, what do you tell him?
I run back to the van, super out of breath, and very excitedly tell him exactly what happened down there, and that we picked up on his scent, and we picked up on Thomas's scent, and these neo-Nazis came down, and they seemed to kind of be, you know, put off by the fact that, oh, a bunch of, you know, dark-skinned people are there, so that's kind of dumb to say. But, I don't know, I just tell him everything there. And then tell him where I saw them heading off to. And did I hear Ariana when she translated what they had said?
Yeah. Okay. You were there.
I repeat all of that.
Okay. So, Ariana, reflection, what are you guys doing after Mina leaves the arcade?
Well, we don't have any other way to go, do we?
No, this was kind of like your lead.
And we have already exhausted it.
Okay, well, I'm keeping an eye on Mina to make sure she doesn't get herself in trouble.
Okay. So you're going to try and tail Mina?
Yeah.
All right, so you give me a stealth roll also.
Yeah, well, I can't do the stealth thing, and I have no way of contacting you because my phone got destroyed in the rain.
Okay. Stealth is back with what?
Dexterity.
Dexterity. Oh, that's nice. 18 plus...
Well, we certainly know who our infiltrator is.
Gee, what makes you say that?
The fast, sneaky guy who can look like other people? Would that be the infiltrator?
Nah, it can't be. Stealth.
18... 21, 25, 31 with 1-6.
Yeah, you have no problems hiding. Like, Mina doesn't even pick up that you're there.
You, sir, just became the shadow.
Yeah, she would have to beat a 40 to pick up on you following her.
Nope. Who following me?
Steve.
No, never mind.
Well, I guess it's possible if she also rolled a 6, but she wasn't really focused on tracking people following her.
No. Dumbly, I wasn't thinking of that.
Okay, right. Well, when she takes off the run back to the van, I keep an eye on him for the meantime.
Okay.
I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Did you want to get Ariana and Jester? And Ariana, Jester, and Yanni go to the van.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a good idea. Grab the rest of the team, of the group. Someone's been throwing fireballs at me trying to toast me. It's not going to be part of my team for a long time.
MacArthur's like, all right, well, here we go. He waits for the bus to come and kind of inches off. He taps his ear he says where he's at, the bus line that they're following. The bus takes you south. It stops where the road slopes, and you can see 30 people get out. Actually, it's closer to 40, but it looks like 30 that are all together, including the 3 people that Jan originally noticed.
You know, if we actually have to fight these people, it's going to be real interesting. You ready to give them all the clap there, Princess?
Yes, and could you have termed it some different way?
Her signature move, the Princess Clap. See, I think Soren and Autumn would get along great since they both like to hate on Ariana.
Heading into the trenches. It's built. Well, I was mentioning that there was security gates down in the district that you were at before. Well, here you are looking at multiple places that have plywood over their windows. Houses that the roofs have just collapsed. There is, in fact, an emaciated dog that runs across the street. Everyone make a sense roll, sense and 2 dice, or if you have forensics, go ahead and use that also.
20 with 1-6.
All right, that's good enough. Yeah, so...
Oh, sorry. Oh, you said it's good enough, never mind.
Yeah, I got a whopping 10.
Yeah, so you realize that there's, like, no cars newer than, like, 2002, 2003, maybe. Everything seems to be in disrepair. And the deeper into the trenches, the worse the neighborhood looks.
In other words, these locations don't look that much better than the peasants live in my home country.
Are we sticking out like sore thumbs now?
You're in a nondescript large van.
Okay, so we haven't gotten out yet.
Because the school does not advertise except for when it's going to sporting events.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think we're all dressed a little better than the neighborhood.
Yes, but you're currently... Well so as you say that...
Huh? Because it maybe accepts even so.
Well, Steve has a clean tracksuit on.
Are you saying that that people in the ghetto don't wear clean tracksuits? I think that's like the number one place to
wear. All right, you got me.
I was just gonna say, Soren looks like he probably fits in.
Hey Dave.
Yeah.
I just realized I have impersonation on here.
Uh huh.
Would that help? I mean, obviously, except for the haircut, which probably doesn't match with anything out there, would he be able to hang out with these guys and not stand out too much?
Well, for the most part, there is a number of different haircuts there. It's just those three guys that came in originally had the short crop top and sides cut.
Oh, okay.
You could certainly try and slip in. I will say that no one's really wearing a tracksuit in this group. Most of this group is almost all black jeans, combat boots.
I hate to ask, what is Steve wearing underneath his tracksuit?
Nothing that would help.
Oh, so you're not wearing like a wife beater or something underneath it?
That'd be fine if you want to be wearing, you know, just a wife beater or a white tee.
Yeah, like a wife beater and some track pants would not be, that'd be very Carl, although those are sweatpants, yeah. But like that wouldn't be too out of the norm.
Make an intuition roll for me, Steve.
Intuition. Okay, and that's backed by what again?
Fortune.
Two dice, okay. Gotcha. No, three dice.
I'll tell you what. Roll your impersonation and fortune.
Impersonation and fortune? Okay. So that's 13 plus... Dun, 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 dun. Three dice. 12, 25, no sixes.
You are wearing just a plain white shirt underneath, and if you traded pants with Soren, you're fairly certain you could fit in without much of an issue at all.
Okay. As long as you don't mind flashing the females, you could probably swap this off.
Well, it's a big van. Like, it's like seven rows in the van. Like, you guys can like dip down to the back.
Okay, Soren, you're about my size. Would you... I think I can follow these guys a lot closer if I dress a little closer to what they are than in this thing. Can I swap your jeans with you?
Let me get this straight. You need my pants.
Yeah, it fits in better than a tracksuit does.
So I don't think about it for a moment. Well, this isn't weird at all.
Okay, you know what? Ariana's going to go ahead and avert her gaze just in case this happens because she doesn't want to see it.
Oh yeah, good idea. I'm gonna turn my back and like have a snake peek around the corner.
Knew it.
I'm 15. I'm curious.
Well, in your defense, Soren does have handsome at 6.
For those listening, Mike keeps a picture of Heath Ledger up for Soren.
Not that I mind. Anyways.
So we swap clothes.
Yeah. MacArthur pulls off into an alleyway.
It's only getting better.
And he's like, you're sure you're comfortable with this?
What's going to happen? I get shot again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, towards the end, it doesn't hurt as much. Okay.
Actually, slight question. Are they of similar body types?
Who?
Soren and Steve?
You're probably a little bit more muscular, while Steve is leaner, just based on your talents and attributes.
I think this will be the fourth time of me saying, who the fuck insures this school? I'm sorry.
Okay, well, like I said, we do the swap, and he heads up. Basically trying to follow these guys to where they're heading, wherever that may be. I don't have tracking, so I can't go far, but so far behind them.
It's a mob of, like, 40 people at this point, because other people are coming out from the trenches to join them.
I don't think you're going to miss them.
Not a problem.
Just, you're not being stealthy. You're just wandering into the mob. I'm like, I'm part of you guys now.
I hate the color.
If I may, before he heads out, Thorne will also give him his coat.
His trench coat?
Well, if you want to look neo-Nazi, a trench coat will help.
This will have the benefit of providing you with some protection if anyone decides to shoot you.
But don't you have a rune, like, prominently carved onto the back of it, or painted onto the back of it?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to leave that choice up to Reflection, if he wants to take that code or not. I will, however, point out that if you're going to fit in, that rune may throw things off.
Yeah, I don't think... I think you should keep it so in case you need to come in and get my ass. Hang on to it. Now, is that rune visible on the jeans? Or is it just on the jacket?
That's right. The runes would also be on the jeans.
Well, where would you have it?
Sides of his legs. The most prominent places he would be struck would be the areas that have the highest level of magical defense.
If you're going to try and cover them up, you're in an alleyway in a really bad neighborhood. There's dirt and trash and mud just caked up in the corners and stuff.
But yeah, cover the runes. Make the pants look a little dirtier.
Dirty yourself up, and that way it's less obvious.
Yep.
A impersonation roll for me. This is, like, really your thing here. You are going to roll expression, disguise, and impersonation.
So that's 4 dice then.
Well, let me just double check something. And copycat, because that supports expression. So 5 dice plus a whole bunch.
Okay. Well, let's start with the 5 dice.
41 plus 5 dice.
Oh, my. No, that's what I'm looking at is rolls. Oh, my God. This is, like, horrible. 41, 51, 55. But no sixes in that mess.
That's all right. You got a 55.
Like, hey.
This is what Reflection does. Yeah, so you, like, slip in with, like, 2 other guys. No one thinks twice about you walking up with them. You kind of get some water and you slick your hair back on the sides. In the van, MacArthur says, it's probably best if I leave this here. Jan, you're the fastest one here, but you're also the easiest to spot. I would understand if you don't want to come with us. I'm going to climb up onto this roof.
Yeah. Well, if we come across anything Jan can't jump or run across, Ox or I could just give him a lift over.
Yeah, I want
to. He shouldn't need to activate his powers while we're until actual combat starts.
I'm with Mr. MacArthur. While I've seen you fight and you're incredible, and I'm sure that we'll regret it, for your safety, I think you should stay.
Let's hope it doesn't come to combat, but that's a lot of skinheads.
I don't think there's any way to talk our way out of a fight if 40 skinheads decide to start shit.
Like, I very much think that for his safety that he should stay behind.
Ox says, yeah, you know, I don't know how this is going to go, but I don't want you getting hurt. So I ask you guys, what does Jan say? Like, how's he going to go with this?
I think it comes down to how Jan feels regarding his friend. If he actually went this way, I think he has an interest in wanting to see where this goes.
For the sake of ease, I think you should say.
If I may make a suggestion.
Sure.
At the very least, he can come along, and if an actual fight does break out, you are the fastest and you would be the most able to get back to the academy or the school and let the other teachers know where all these Nazi skinheads are. None of the rest of us can fly. So none of us are getting back to school at any kind of speed.
All right. I'll go.
Kamina has an extreme concern face.
So does Onyx.
I'm not asking you to fight. I'm merely asking you to tell everybody where our most likely to end up bound and captured bodies will be.
Since everyone's still a bit bruised up from the fight earlier tonight?
Yeah.
That probably doesn't help.
Well, speak for yourself.
So MacArthur taps his ear again, gives an update of where they are, where they're leaving the van, says that Reflection has infiltrated the mob and that they're going to take to the rooftops. And then, like, as he's talking, he kind of takes his shirt off and reaches into the glove compartment, pulls out, like, a small round tin of something, rubs whatever's in on his hands, and just puts his hand over his face like that, pulls it away, and there is a red handprint on his face. Does anyone have knowledge of known metahumans or a study for known metahumans?
Don't think so.
I know I don't.
Do not.
Nope.
Mina, Soren, Ariana, just roll your wisdom and two dice.
Wisdom, two dice.
And since Ariana is from out of the country, this would be a little bit harder roll for her. Actually, that would be a harder roll for Steve for the same reason.
17. Out of curiosity, would my background of having been well-traveled add in any way, since he's been around and knows a bit?
Sure. You go ahead and add that in.
10.
Okay.
Does background add an additional die?
Yes.
All right. I rolled 16 with 1-6.
Okay.
24, no 6.
Ariana and Soren recognize MacArthur as the hero primal. He was part of a group of teen heroes called the Phoenix Shield about 8 years ago.
To be fair, I very recently came into my powers, so no idea.
Well, it just goes to show the American education system.
Why would the American public school system teach about metahumans?
It's recent history.
She's like 14 or 15, and this was like 8 years ago. He would have been 7 when he was active.
No problem. We'll just chalk it up to Ariana's tutors and leave it at that.
Or hearing the slaves talk. I'm sure you might have had other metahuman slaves. I'm sorry, servants.
Peasants.
Peasants there. I'm sorry.
No, I think that whole metahuman thing, it tends to occur in the United States more than it would in Brazil.
Oddly, or that is accurate. That said,
Soren will, after realizing who MacArthur is, finally, Soren will just nod and go, huh, never thought I'd end up fighting beside somebody from Phoenix Shield.
Let's hope we're not fighting.
We both know that there's going to be a fight. They're neo-Nazis. It's what they do.
Oh, they give good Germans a bad name.
That they do. Soren's been most of his life fairly close to Germany, so he's got nothing against Germans in general.
Is anyone going to try and change or alter their appearances at all? That is not a reflection joke.
It's not like anybody knows who I am.
No chance there's an extra change of clothes in the back of the van, is there? Even if it's just sweats.
Roll your fortune and serendipity.
Okay.
If anybody has a chance of finding spare clothes, it's you.
I just need something for a mask.
Worst comes to worst, Soren will fight in his boxers and he'll give you reflections sweatpants.
I'm not worried about clothing wise. I'm just worried about
18 with no sixes.
All right, yeah. So in the van there are a couple sets of like breakaway pants and jerseys in the school's red and gold. There are also a couple of school sports clothes, all red and gold.
Like, no better. I'm going to stay in the clothes I have on.
Okay, let me. Because I'm figuring they're going to have stuff like elbow protection, other stuff like that. That's something I could use over my hands in order to cover up any possible fingerprints.
You want to put elbow pads over your fingers?
It's not that they're going to have gloves.
Oh, by the way, the Reflection did leave the top for his tracksuit. So if someone wanted that instead of the jersey, they can grab that.
No, really, pants would do best, but if they're gold and red, then that's like a lot less, that's a lot more conspicuous than what she's actually wearing. So no stress. We're just going to go not kick some ass.
Soren will give you reflections, tracksuit bottom. So at least you're not fighting with a dress and panties flashing around.
Japan style? It's not working for you guys?
I mean, you can if you want, but he just assumes that you're probably not the type to enjoy that kind of thing.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you very much.
All right, so Ox is going to tear on a pair of these shorts or pants and a shirt. And by tear, I mean that he's just too big for them and they tear at the arms.
You know what? I'll take advantage of the fact that those arm sleeves are ripped, and I'll fashion a quick mask to go over my eyes.
Craziness.
And to tie my hair back.
You just put this on.
No. That's a terrible idea.
So Jester gets dressed in it, and he'll use the other one to He doesn't make a mask, but he puts it like up here, like a bandana.
Soren is going to adopt his usual style of no fucks given.
Yeah.
He's going in boxers and a trench coat.
Yep.
Mina's already wearing gold, so not going to make that worse.
Am I the only one who's left that's still reasonably dressed?
I got a trench coat. That counts as reasonably in my book.
I'm still wearing my
trench coat and boxes, yeah.
I'm still wearing my tutu dress and hoodie, glitter hoodie.
Oh, and don't forget boots. Boxers and boots.
Hot.
So MacArthur hops up and pulls down the fire escape, climbs up, helps anybody who needs help. With the gang, you guys probably walk another half a mile, maybe a little bit more, before getting to this three-story building with a dive bar at the corner. All the windows are boarded over. There's actually, like, a chain-link fence on the sidewalk with barbed wire at the top connected to a construction lattice work. And someone in the mob unhooks it. Everybody starts kind of filing in, going in. I need you to make an acrobatics roll.
Me?
Yes.
Acrobatics.
And I'm going to tell you right now that the difficulty is 30 to avoid being touched by somebody.
Oh shit.
Yeah, the second you ask for an acrobatics roll, I'm like, oh yeah, he's going to have to try really hard not to get touched.
No.
Now might be a good time to spend a little willpower.
Yeah, I think so.
And I do not have acrobatics.
You better explode those dust.
I'll take anything you want to suggest for this role, as long as it makes thematic sense.
Ooh, street smarts gives you armor.
You should try to intimidate them into not touching you because you're too tough.
As skinny as he is, I don't think so.
Intimidation ain't about size. It's about how you carry yourself.
He also doesn't have intimidation.
Oh, then he's fuzzed.
Let's see. Intuition. Okay. Would we be able to use his intuition and street smarts to see how people are moving so he can move along with the crowd certain ways?
I will accept that. I'll let you roll your intuition plus expression. You still got to be to 30, though.
Okay. Intuition, expression, that's 14. And I got to be a 30?
Got to be to 30. And a couple options you got. You can spend one willpower for an explosive roll and double your die roll. You could spend three willpower and get a bonus die for the roll and a plus five for every six you roll.
Okay, three willpower.
You've got seven willpower right now.
Okay, so Matt, can I do both of those?
Yeah, sure. If you want to spend four willpower, you can get an extra die and double the roll. All
right, let's give that a shot. Is it 14 plus... So it's 14 plus three dice?
14 plus four dice now, since you spent four willpower for explosive and amazing critical.
Be nice. Bastards. 14, 19, didn't make it.
Well, what did you roll on the dice?
8, 12 on the dice.
So that's 24, because you are doubling that.
Oh, okay. 24 plus 14 would be 38. So I did make it.
Yeah.
Just barely.
You had to roll an 8 on 4 dice. Like, it was possible you would still fail that. And I would have felt bad for the willpower you spent. So you realize you are about to go into a very, very bad situation, and you work your way off to the side and then to the back of the pack as they funnel their way in.
Okay.
So you're not the last person in, but you're like one of the stragglers, so that it's not obvious that...
Trying to avoid touching anybody.
Right. All right. Let me flip back to the other group real quick.
Go for it.
You're moving from rooftop to rooftop. Ox and Ariana are probably the best equipped to keep up with Mr. MacArthur, or Primal, as he has revealed himself to be. And you stop about a block away, and you can see them filing in.
So what is the building like that they're filing into? Is it like a flat roof?
It is like a regular rooftop.
So we could probably, is there a skylight?
Roll your fortune. Fortune and two dice.
All right, well, let's see if we get lucky here. 7 to 2 days. 16.
There is not a skylight. You are in a terrible part of town. There's actually barbed wire along the roof of the building.
Not that that's going to bother me, but it might bother one of the others.
Well, are there any fire escapes that might be near a bathroom entrance, maybe? Or that would make no freaking sense. Yeah.
Well, you're on the... So you're across the street from this building, and you don't see any fire escape?
Can we see Reflection? He's inside, so...
Reflection looks like one of them. Like, once he joined that mob, you don't know who the hell he is.
Well, Mr. MacArthur, what do we do?
And Mike, if you're talking, you're muted.
Ouch.
I can always make an entrance into the building, quietly.
How would you do that?
My sword cuts through most anything.
But a slab of wall hitting the ground is not quiet.
Well, that's why we have two people here who are really strong who can keep it from slamming into the ground.
And where do you want to cut this hole?
I'm guessing since this isn't exactly the best part of the neighborhood, doesn't look like there are any cameras or anything. Nothing, no obvious like security or defenses, no guards patrolling.
Roll your perception.
34 with 1-6.
In the construction latticework, it looks like there are security cameras set up for that building.
I will point those out to MacArthur. Looks like approaching the building won't be quite as easy as hoped.
Personally, I would like to be on the roof of that building, so if I have to go through it to get in there, I can.
You might be able to jump to that roof.
Anyway, yeah, I want to go over there. I mean, after all, I mean, she has a responsibility to help others.
Is there a way, if we did the path of, you know, like leaping / flying from this roof to that roof, would we be within sight of the cameras?
The cameras are really in the lattice work and focused on the street level. They're not really pointing out.
Ariana could get there, probably with one other person.
Ox can carry Jester. Ariana could carry Mina. I imagine Ox and Ariana could both make the jump without much issue. So this is all being said out loud as he's trying to, you know, set up a situation where we can all get over there. Jan stays here and acts as lookout, as well as as black box if anything goes wrong and we need to bring in cavalry from the academy. Primal, I assume you can get to the roof without much issue as well.
He says that's going to be about a 50-foot jump.
I think I could do it.
I might be able to make it. Ox, do you think you can do something like that?
The way he leaped off in the distance before, I think he should be fine.
Ox says, it isn't jumping onto armored cars, but I think I can do it.
You know, Arion doesn't want to know why he jumps onto armored cars.
I will look over at Ox and go, man, I wish we had your fourth member. She'd have been useful. This would be a lot easier with her.
It was like 2 minutes of shaking my head and then realization. Yeah, he's right.
You two probably can make it with your passengers. I'll ride with Primal, and if anything starts to go wrong, I could probably get us the rest of the distance without much issue. You up for that?
Yep. Let's do this.
If you think you can do this, that's what we're going to do. Since this is Soren's plan.
Is it easy to just call me Quick Steel? That way we don't have two S's.
Well, actually, does anybody have a nom de guerre for me? I don't think we should actually use our real names.
Just call you Princess. In theory, yes, we all got monikers. Princess, point at Ariana. Gorgon, point at Mina. Ox, Jester, Quick Steel, Primal.
Mina glares.
Then come up with a better moniker.
Why don't you just use Medusa? Sounds much better.
Mina glares and looks down sadly.
Okay. I mean, people are going to obviously put that against you. You might as well use it. As soon as they see you.
I will lean towards Mina and go, piece of advice, name yourself or others will name you.
I can't think of anything.
Not trying to be a dick, but we kind of need something to call you that isn't your real name.
Goldie.
Goldie?
Goldie.
Oh, Lord.
Too bad we didn't think about this before Steve left so he'd know what name to call you guys.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
That's going to be awesome.
Soren! Huh? What? No, there's no Soren here.
All right. One last choice. If you don't like Gorgon, how about we just call you Nidhogg?
What? Call me what?
Nidhogg.
Nidhogg.
Yeah, Ox says it. You want to call a girl hog? This is coming from a guy named Ox.
I will say, Nidhogg, the dragon who gnaws at the root of the world tree, Yggdrasil. Read a book.
Anyway, let's do this.
Yeah. Names don't matter.
Alright, I'll take a hold of Goldie.
I awkwardly climb on her back all Spider-Monkey style because I don't know what to do.
Really?
Alright. You're carrying a person just to make it a safe jump for your passenger? We are looking at a movement roll with a difficulty of 50.
50? Jesus Christ.
Not that fast.
Well, it's 40 and I'm adding 10.
I'm trying to see if I could do something to add some numbers to that because I don't think I'll make it. Because normally jumping is with strength, right? And that adds to perfection.
It's going
to
be your dexterity, perfection, and jumping.
That's 30 by itself.
And you're rolling 4 dice.
You know, I'm just going to spend 1 willpower just to make sure that I get there without any accidents. So that's 30 and 4 dice. Mm-hmm. The dice number gets doubled. And that's 14 times 2 is 28 plus 30. That's 58.
Yeah, I just picture Ariana whispering, I believe I can fly.
Mm. So she goes ahead and says it to herself as she takes off into the air. She is so glad that she does not have heels on. She has regular boots with a little flat platform. And as she goes ahead and tries to land, just taking a quick step, a little jump after she hits it, because, you can't stop to a standstill completely. And says, "I looks like I beat my record."
That was fun.
I'm not doing it again.
So who is Ox taking?
Jester.
So why don't you roll 4 dice?
Are you talking to Mike?
Yeah, since this was his plan, he's going to roll 4 Ox.
I got a 14.
Okay, and who is Primal taking?
Me.
So go ahead and roll 3 dice for Primal.
Oh yeah, look at that roll. 7.
It looks like he's about to make it, and it starts coming up a little bit short.
So I'll quickly cast out an Iwaz rune, summon the winds to help glide us in, and since I'm using elevator boon with another person, I assume probably cost me a will.
Yes. You guys land just a split second before Ox and Jester burst through one of the plywood covers of a window.
Oh, so they went in the hard way.
Soren will just go, "If you couldn't make the jump, you should have..."
Come on, quickly,
something.
Shut up, go on. I'm sorry, we gotta go.
Alright, let's go.
Primal plows into the closed door and knocks it off its hinges.
Soren will continue bitching as he follows. Teach me to trust a man named Ox.
And we flip back around. Essentially, the bar is gutted. Like, there's still some tables and booths there, there's still a bar there, but everybody just heads towards the kitchen door.
Okay.
The floors have been knocked out, except for support beams. So when you walk through the kitchen door, it's 15 or 20 feet in a circle that goes around the course of, or the inside wall of the building. And there's staircases that are still standing that are off to the side. And then on the third floor, most of the center floor is still intact. And there's cabling that runs from that central area to the different floors and ladders that have been set up that you have to actually grab onto and swing around to climb up between the different floors if you wanted to. And then hanging from that support beam in the center of the building is an unconscious Professor White.
Is it obvious that she was like beaten down, or you can't tell?
From where you're at, she doesn't look hurt. She's just tied up, hanging from a rope, and her head is slumped down. Standing on this plateau is several men. And make a perception roll for me.
No perception. 17, 1, 6.
Two of them you don't recognize. The third is Thomas.
Oh, this doesn't bode well.
As the people file in, they're clambering up to the second story. People are like climbing up on the ladders. you kind of push yourself off to the side to make sure someone can't bump into you from behind.
God. Perseverance. I must complete this. So has Thomas gotten a haircut by any chance?
Thomas still looks the same. However, he is wearing a very spiffy-looking black uniform with silver epaulettes and chrome buttons.
Okay.
Just like the other two men that are standing on that plateau.
I'm not liking him at all. Now, from here, can I tell where the ropes are actually anchored? So if I can get up there, I can get her loose?
It looks like the ropes are connected to the edge of the plateau. Like there is a piece of rebar that's been bent upwards, and then she's been hung from that.
With my pitiful normal strength, I wouldn't be able to do anything to get her free.
Well, if you are up on the plateau, you could make a strength roll to pull her up. It's not like the rebar is like curled around or anything crazy. It's just it's like an upward angle, and then the rope is hanging over it.
Okay, so I could just literally just grab her and pick her up off the rebar.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I see a path that I can get over there quickly?
Quickly? No. But it looks like if you went up the stairs and then got onto one of the ropes that are connected to it, you could crawl or inch your way over on the rope.
Okay. Start moving.
So you are on the stairs when one of the walls explodes inward and two people come crashing through.
Okay, do I recognize either one of them?
Well, this all happens really quickly, and since there's no floor, they crash into the basement. One of them is wearing the school's red and gold with, like, torn-off arms. The other one is in a black motley with a red and gold headband. I said men before, but now that you get a better look, one's a man, one's a woman. And the woman says, even here we deal with capes, execute them. And that's what I'm going to call a session.
Okay.
Don't we forget anything? Do you want us to keep track of our willpower totals for next week?
Yes, we're going to pick up in media res.
Don't worry, I'm sure there's no weird Nazi things going on here.
Of course not.
No, clearly not. So, questions, comments, concerns?
Damn Nazis.
Moon dog. How do I get it? Because it's like a werewolf.
Yes.
I got it now.
He's actually codenamed Moondog. It was a name assigned to him by the U.S. Army. Yeah, so what did you think of the round table?
Well, we'll see what happens as things go.
That was very school-like. The only thing that it's missing, which, I mean, it can't happen in this world, in this game, would be, like, parents being there. Like, that was very much, like, real-life school. Let's get you together and talk it out, even though it's probably not going to work.
I tried to show the other side of what's been going on this past week.
Well, I know Reflection handled it super well, considering how pissed he was getting in the past about this.
Yeah, well, he's just biding his time. We'll see how things go. No, but honestly, if we hadn't gotten as far as we had gotten tonight, he probably would have just simply disappeared.
That's what I was expecting. You had said something that sounded like your character was just gonna fuck off. It's like, bye. What do you do with this?
Because like it didn't make any sense. Like he hadn't done anything wrong, and people are trying to kill him. It's like, this is ridiculous. It's like, fuck it. I might as well go back and hang up the gang again.
Go back to the fellas in Philly or whatever.
Julian.
Hmm.
Are you like legitimately upset that he's being targeted? I'm just curious.
No, it's not. I'm not upset that he's being targeted. I'm just finding it difficult to actually run the character the way he's supposed to be run. That's what I'm having a little problem with. And it's like, okay. I keep trying because it's his backstory. I thought the backstory went one way, but the way things are going, his backstory, he was hanging out with a gang as a kid. You don't sit there and take shit like that.
You're preaching to the choir over here.
Yeah, I know.
So Thorin portrayed his not killing people as a positive.
Perhaps Reflection wants better for himself. Like he wants an established life.
It's really hard to not follow that path since he's been on there. I mean, he got kicked out of his house by his own father.
So, what you're saying is that you did not choose the thug life, that it chose you?
Were you surprised at the setup when you got to the building?
Oh, the inside is the way the building's gutted? Do-it-yourself stadium. Hey, cool. Different. Very different.
I'm taking bets. Death Machine's going to come erupting out of the floor. Anybody? Anybody?
So basically, from where she is, they could just as easily kick her off and let her fall 3 stories to her death.
We don't know her power limitations. She might not die.
Of the teachers, she so far has seemed to be the most human. She's most likely, much like Soren, a dedication type character.
Oh, that's right.
She probably won't survive a 4-story fall. Without his magical defenses, Soren might not.
Now, how do these runes work? They just activate it on their own, or does he have to actually do something to turn them on? Do you have to activate them, or they're already activated?
In theory, he reactivates them each day, pouring his magic into it. But you really don't have enough of the runes to create the magical shielding. You would have needed the coat, too. The coat is the primary focus. The pants are really just a secondary focus.
Okay, so no help
there.
That's
why he offered you the coat.
But, as anticipated, need you to have that coat to keep to get the hell in and out of here.
Well, live and learn.
But I will say, it is interesting that Steve actually got to do something where he actually shines.
Many of our scenes prior to this have been a lot of character building. Now we've established who the players are, or now we've established who the faces are in our kind of setting.
Mm-hmm.
And then last session we saw what happens when these personalities collide, and now we're seeing what happens when they're forced to work together. You and Ox's crew may never be friends, but just from the circumstances of this evening, where you guys already fought, you're going to be fighting together.
This should be interesting.
I enjoyed the attention being on Reflection, like finally getting to see his badassery, some of the stuff he could do.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how the climb to the to try to get rescued teacher works out.
I'm really anxious to see how the fight goes.
Yeah, I mean it's only like what 80, 90 neo-Nazis.
We can handle them. I tell you that.
2 possibly superpowered Nazis.
50 by the time you got there in the gang. There's already people in there too.
And of course Thomas, who's probably a very powerful storm mutant. This is going to be a blast.
I'm gonna bring the house down on him.
So you're saying that you're gonna climb all the way up to the top and then just drop on people. Excuse me, fly over them.
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna give the mega slap. Freaking.
He's trying to rename it.
What is that called?
The princess clap?
No, the wrestling move where you like climb up on the ropes and just come down with your elbow.
The elbow from the sky?
Oh, is that what that's called?
Is that what it's called?
I would just call it a flying elbow.
Jump for the turnbuckle.
Well, I mean, even though it's all a performance, I am imagining like Ariana being way at the tip top and like coming down on like one of the leaders, especially with the size of the craters that she creates. Even the shockwave from that would just send like a raining down neo-Nazis.
The power of power, too sweet to be sour.
Yeah. No, make it stop.
We hope you have enjoyed this presentation of the Three Rivers Academy. Our theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and is available online at incompetech.com.
How does a raccoon have a conversation with a tree?
How's the positrac?
How's positrac work?
It just does.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?